Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Welcome back, everyone. We were just having a chat after we recorded the last episode, just because everyone got really inspired, I'm delighted to say, with my metaphor about your body being like a mobile phone. And so the inevitable question from that is, what do I do? What do I do to charge up? Hang on, this makes complete sense. You're totally right. It's like, so let's do a little episode all about that, because I have talked about this already in some of the earlier episodes, but let's just, you know, we're going on a journey here. So let's just recap and replenish and refresh. So the first thing is we tend to treat our bodies as a free resource. We do. We're very mind focused. So we think about all the things that we have to do, all we've got to achieve. And the thing about the 21st century is there's a vast amount we do have to do. With all the time saving devices and the way the world has sped up, there's a huge amount that can be done in a day. Already, just myself, you know, I've travelled about four, I don't know how many miles, I've done a train, I've done this, I've done that, you know, and I'm not even in a 9-to-5 kind of standard. But the reality is that most of us are working away from home, we've got extended members of the family we have to look at, we have expectations to look good for ourselves, we're supposed to be living these amazing lives that are projected to us all the time. So the reality is that there's a lot that we have to do in order to cope. So we do use our body as a free resource. Because there's a lot for us to have to manage. And thinking about your body as well just feels like another thing to do. But the good news is that the body isn't a free resource. It's not. And it's important to just honour your body and just love yourself just a tiny little bit and respect yourself enough to realise that actually, if you start doing these simple techniques, you will feel better straight away. You'll feel better. I'm not saying you're going to be 100% better, but you will improve because bodies are designed to be healthy and bodies are really good at giving back. So if you just give them a little tiny amount, you'd be amazed at how they can respond. So there's the good news. Now, the other interesting news is something that I touched upon in the last podcast, which was food and drink and supplements and the things that we tend to turn to when we're on a health drive, because that's what people say in clinic. They'll start telling me all about their dietary amends and what they've cut out and the supplements they're taking. And that's absolutely fine. And that's absolutely great. But at the end of the day, that is processed energy. It is. Even an apple, ultimately, when you think about it, is source energy processed via the tree and via nature into the fruit. Now, it's a very raw source, because obviously it's very close. It's a very intensified aspect. It's the apple version of source frequency. It's how it's manifested itself in that way. The further away from that you go, the more processed you become, the more tricky that is for your body to process in turn. But what we're looking to do here is to strip it all back away from the food and drink narrative and go, right, well, I need to eat this and drink that. It's like, let's just relax about all of this. You have got this limitless, abundant supply of energy around you. And it's really powerful and it's right there and it never stops. We just weren't really paying attention to it. I think probably because it's invisible. And there's so much good stuff to look at. I mean, there's just like, I'm on constantly, my husband laughs at me, Mr. Brindle, when we ever go away and we're in a city and I'm like, because there's shops. I'm like, oh, look at that window. Oh, look at that stuff. Because I used to live in London and I'm quite motivated by what I see. But so are most of us. And the thing is, things go fairly fast these days. In the old days, we'd probably walk or ride horses. But now you're in a car, like going quite fast. So things are sort of flashing fast. There's lots to see. There's lots of exciting stuff, especially since social media has been invented, because there's even more cool stuff to look at. You spend hours doing it. We do. But the answer is that the thing that we need to be paying the most attention to, you can't see. So you can't see it. What do? You feel it. It's sensitive energy. It's sensitive. You feel it. Just like if you were a perfumier or a wine taster or a food connoisseur or an opera critic, you would have developed that particular sense to such a high extent. I've just watched this brilliant box set on Netflix. It's called Drops of God. Oh my God, if you're into wine, honestly, oh, she says something really middle class, but honestly, it was really, really, really good. And it just made me want to just go drink loads of red wine. Every time they were tasting it, they were sort of giving you all the tasting notes that they could smell and they could work it out that it was a 1989 or something, something. I was like, okay, I really can't do that because I haven't developed my taste buds to that extent, and yet they have. But what I'm asking you to do in this episode is to develop your sensory perception to that extent. Why? Because you, like Wi-Fi, well, or should I say like a mobile phone, want to catch this Wi-Fi, okay, and make it into something wonderful. And the good news about source energy, which is what we're catching into, is it's adaptogenic. It can be anything you want it to be. It could have been anything that you want it to be. Boom, boom, boom. It really, really could. It can. It can do whatever you like. Look at the world around you. That is source energy manifesting itself in what the Taoist masters called the 10,000 myriad of things. Now, they clearly didn't live in the 21st century because back in the olden days, there probably was only 10,000 things to see where you were sat and it would take quite a long time to go anywhere. Nowadays, you've probably seen 10,000 things by lunchtime. But the point is that source energy manifesting itself in a myriad of different ways. And your body is miraculous. And your body, according to Taoism, is basically a microcosm of all of that. Okay, so everything that I'm explaining, all this amazing, limitless, abundant energy is encapsulated. Your body is this perfect form, okay, able to tap into this source frequency because the theory is that that's where we came from in the first place. We have come out of source energy, with nature and heavens. Mankind in Taoism is the kind of connection between the two. Heavens in the sky above, nature in the earth below, mankind in the middle with full consciousness. And it's time for us to start using conscious behavior to heal our bodies. So it's very simple. In the first episodes, I talked about shaking. I've talked about shimmying. I've talked about tapping. We've done all of these things. And then we went into relaxation as well. Now, all of those techniques, which are in the first few episodes, I would urge you to just go back to and recap and start to include them. Just give yourself as if it was a diet. Say, right, do you know what? I'm going to do this for the next 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks, I'm just going to give myself a checklist. I'm going to tap in the morning. I'm going to set a gong app on my phone and I'm going to go do 1 minute of breathing every time I hear that gong. Because you don't have to sit there with your eyes closed in a specific position. You could be in a meeting. You could be driving the car. You're just going to breathe slowly. That's absolutely, it's very good for you. Okay. And then in the afternoon, the most important thing I could suggest to anybody to do if you want to feel better is the most important thing is to have a rest in the afternoon. Now, I know it's really hard and I know there are many, many people out there that can't actually do that. But the more offices that take note that human bodies really would benefit from a quick 20-minute rest in the middle of the afternoon, roughly between 3 and 5 o'clock, the work productivity would increase, people would be healthier, people would be happier, and people would get more done in the rest of the time. Because that is when the body needs a rest. And that's normally when people are reaching for the caffeine and the sugar. And that's what does the damage. And actually what we need to do is go to the Zen room and just lie on a beanbag for 20 minutes and have permission to relax, because that's the most important thing. So the ways to tap into this source energy is the relaxation techniques I've taught you, the breathing techniques I've taught you, and then simply moving and stretching and drumming the body in those simple 1 minute techniques to move that beautiful source energy into your cells. And the minute it's entering into your 3 trillion cells in your body, you will start to feel stronger. You will start to feel more charged up. You'll have a greater appetite for life. Your chi bank account will start to be building up and you will ultimately feel better. And that is really what I suggest that we do. So thank you all for joining me today. Please do follow me on Spotify and also on Apple Podcasts. And do please rate and review me. You can also watch me on YouTube and you can comment on Instagram and TikTok.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.